Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it. Right side layup. Got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
Well, we're courtside at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse this afternoon, and we welcome you back to the Holiday Inn Express Shootout. Well, it was, of course, a great day to be a Cardinal yesterday because everybody likes to be a Cardinal every day. But it was a tough day for the Cardinals. It was a good start for them, but a run by Northwest Mississippi gave them the lead early in the first half, and they, in fact, were able to build it up to 22 points at one time. Mack made a push in the second half, Kevin, but it wasn't enough, and Mineral Area fell to 7-6 on the season. And Coach Cuck, before the game, said that he was worried about the turnovers, and, in fact, that's what happened, 20 turnovers in the game. And then talking with him before today's game, he said, well, that's exactly what he was worried about. That's exactly what happened, and he felt like that was the difference yesterday.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's kind of been the storyline pretty much all year. A lot of turnovers, definitely too many for Coach Cuck, you know, for Coach Cuck's teams. And then yesterday, just getting out and guarding that three-point shot, which they were on fire from the three-point line and just couldn't stop that three-point shot.
Well, yesterday we heard from Coach Cuck and said, you know, we've tried this, we've tried that. And he said, you know what, I want to make it more fun. You know, I can't be quite as tough. We got to have more fun. Well, talk to him today. You know what, we tried everything, and I got to be me. Yeah. We're going to crack down and play hardball, and we're going to be tough and get tough. So
yeah, I heard him. I talked to him earlier, too, and you know, we tried the fun, love, and all everything else, and you know, they went from, by golly, we were not going to practice this weekend, and now we're practicing both days this weekend, and we got a lot of work to do. So,
and you know, we talk about, and it's really a luxury to follow a program that it, just year in and year out, is a great program. 20 wins every year, you know, a chance to win conference and go to the national tournament, and really that's the place that this program is at under the Cucks. You know, we kind of talk as if the sky is falling here. They're 7-6. You know, it's not like, I mean, Malcolm X, the opponent today, is 1-11. I mean, still really not in that type of a situation, but the expectations are high here.
Oh, I agree. And today is a must-win for him, too. I think this is a game, you know, you've got to win. You know, they've beat them before already this year on their court, and so we really look for this is a game that they got to win. If they don't win, oh,
bad news.
Bad news.
Bad news for everybody. So the Cardinals are 7-6. The ladies, the Malcolm X Hawks, they're 1-11. We'll hear from both coaches. We'll do that starting after this 1 minute pause. Thanks so much for joining us on your Thursday afternoon of the Bob right here on AM 800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Great. Great to be joined by Gary Cuck now, Mineral Area College head man. Second day of the Holiday Inn Classic right here, and kind of a setback yesterday, a loss to Northwest Mississippi. A good start. They went on a run and were able to hold you off. Is there one thing maybe that you would have liked to have seen out of your team yesterday that you didn't? There probably is more than one. Was there one major factor, do you think?
Yeah, turnovers. You know, but you look at the stats of yesterday's games, and we had outshot them, and you wouldn't think it, but we were 38%. I think they were 37% for the game. We were, where is it here? We were 37.5 from three. They were 30% from three. We were 69 from the foul line. They were 62. They were 12 of 40 from three.
That's a lot of threes.
That's a lot of threes. So, and they made some big ones when it counted and broke our backs. And I saw Haley one time just kind of give it a, oh, no, not again, you know, type of thing. And here's the stat, 20 turnovers to 11 turnovers.
That's a big one.
And 47 rebounds to 43 rebounds, and 14 of theirs were we missed. Todd and I and DJ figured up we missed between 12 and 15 chippies.
Yeah.
There's a game. Here's what I said this morning. My son Kelly came to a practice Tuesday night, and I'm ashamed to say this, but you know, and he's very good. He was a good player for me way long time ago. He's 48 years old, and we get out in the car on the way home, and he goes, there isn't one fire in anybody's eyes. And it's flickering. This flame is flickering. You got to have a passion when you're out here. You can't. When adversity, this is like the game of life. When adversity comes, you gotta embrace it and get tougher mentally. And we're hurting right now. It's flickering, flickering, flickering. Even with the good ones, you know, the Haley Winters of the world. And that's the thing you love about old Kenzie Jones and Courtney Keekek and Janika Mason. You know, they had a passion. Sure, I chased their butts around the gym, you know, trying to get them to work harder and stuff like that. But they got it. You know, you gotta have it. You can't think about all the other things that are in your life. And it's always the thing I say to these kids when they walk in them gym doors, shut everything else out. It's really hard for them to do.
Sometimes being ornery can be good, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
And, you know, being competitive is a gift, I guess, you know.
It's fun.
It is to me. Gosh, give me the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I want the ball. If there's 10 seconds, I want it. Mm-hmm. But let's see what we can do today. Our schedule has been difficult to a certain extent. But to me, in my mind, going into this schedule, we should be pretty close to undefeated, except for maybe NEO.
Yeah.
You know? It's a battle now mentally. And I'm not going to treat it fragilely. You think, well, you're too tough on them, or you're this and that. I'm not going that way. I'm going out there, I'm going to teach, and I'm going to get in their face and whatnot, just the way we always do it.
Let's check out the opponent. Malcolm X is 1-11. You got him by 20. But they have two guards that are pretty dangerous, so Walker and Cheers.
And they had 25 and 21 when we played them up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're they're good. We couldn't guard them. And, you know, I keep saying this, and I believe it, and I know it. I've seen it in the past. Coach McWaters is excellent. She's got a lot of adversity. So if we pout around today, it's going to be a game. If we stick with what we're trying to teach and execute like we practiced this morning, I said, I don't care if they know every play we have. If you execute it,
yep,
that's the name of the game.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go get them.
Yeah, thanks.
Gary Cuck joining us on Pregame. Back with more after this.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Great to be joined by Kim McWaters now, Malcolm X head coach. And coach, the first thing I notice is a thin roster. You're kind of running into a numbers crunch. It's been kind of unlucky for you, hasn't it?
It has been. We've had some kids this year who went down with some injuries early on, so we're left with a little bit less players than we prefer. So
a few down, but you got one that just is ready to go now, Ryan Williams. Yes. And what does she give to your team?
Leadership. She's a little bit older player. She comes in. She can play the perimeter as well as inside for us, so good. She's versatile.
Now, I know Mac won up at your place, but your two guards played really well. Bernica and Jay Cherie scored 25 and 21. And the numbers tell us that those two are hard to stop on any day.
Yeah, they are. They're freshmen, so they're learning. They're going through trial and error right now, learning the game of basketball. But they have been able to put up some good numbers for us.
What do you feel like your team needs to do well today?
Limit turnovers. I think we need to limit our turnovers, and I think we need to execute our offense. Not so many quick shots, but shots to make the other team play defense on us pretty much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That's Kim McWaters joining us on Pregame. Back with more after this on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
We're open.
What's open?
Flig's Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute, I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's Equipment, let our family serve your family. in St. Genevieve, and now in Ludington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ludington.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
All right, let's meet our starters in our ball game here this afternoon. The second of two here at the Holiday Inn Express Classic at Mineral Area College. The Cardinals losers yesterday, and now 7-6 on the season. They fell yesterday to Northwest Mississippi by a score of 75-63. They have already defeated the Malcolm X Ball Club earlier this year. It was a win in Chicago, 76-56 for MAC. The Hawks today will start Bernika Walker, a 5'5 freshman. She averages 20 points a game, and she pumped in 23 yesterday. Jay Cherie Shears is a 5'3 freshman, averages 18 per ball game. Now, there are two players in this starting lineup who played their very first game yesterday, Ryan Williams and Tyra Luckett, and they scored 2 and 5 points respectively. Sierra Lane rounds it out, a 6'2 sophomore, and all but two of these players are from Chicago. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will start Haley Winter, a 5'6 sophomore from Perth, Australia. Leads him in almost every offensive category. Shelby Moon, a 5'5 freshman. They're going to run tandem point guards today, just like they tried to do yesterday. Shelby's out of Neelyville. Scored 8 yesterday. Laura Dick is a 5'10 sophomore from Newcastle, Australia. It's Jolie Carswell, a 6'1 sophomore, who we saw really do some nice things yesterday. And then Olivia White at 6'4, freshman from Aaron, Texas, averaging 10.5 points per game. It'll be White jumping it up with Sierra Lane. Mac in there. I don't know if I've seen these uniforms. These are kind of neat.
Yeah, I think they've got 3 or 4 different sets. These are the red set.
They're red, and then they kind of bleed into almost of a tie-dye at the bottom of the short.
Yeah, neat.
We've got white numbers and letters. So Mac wins the toss, and we are underway here. Moon's got it. Moon plays it over to Haley Winter. Winter is shifting it over to the right wing. Laura Dick outside of the arc misses the shot. Rebound taken by Luckett. Luckett hands it off. This is Bernika Walker. She can play now. 20.7 points per game, 7.5 rebounds a game, and she's only 5'5". She's got 8 block shots, so she is a talent. She comes off a screen over to that left wing now. Got a bouncer now to the head of the circle to Luckett. Luckett looks underneath. Nobody there. Now to Cheers. Cheers driving it down along that right baseline and plays it to the right elbow to Luckett. Swing it out high. Walker for 3. Missed it off the right side of the air, and the rebound taken down by Winter, and we're on the run from the right to the left side. Winter subs up shop at that left wing. One hand a push pass, head of the circle, now to the right wing, Moon. Moon looking underneath, nobody home. Carswell playing in the high post, can't get her the ball this time. Winter's outside of the arc on that left wing, fires to the head of the circle there. A little shuffle by Dick, no call. Down to the right corner, White, and White with a lazy pass as Lane caught a piece of it. And there's one of your turnovers by Mackin. Well, at least Malcolm X obliges and gives it over right away again on the bounce pass into the Mack bench.
Yeah, you're right. I'd like to see Olivia White be a little stronger. I mean, she's a 6'4 girl, tall, showed a lot of potential, but that was, you're exactly right, a lazy pass that got deflected out for our first turnover.
We saw Hannah Tallin in warm-ups today for the first time in a while, and they feel like she's getting close to being able to return to game action. We saw her twist that ankle, and she...
Yeah, yesterday she wasn't dressed out. Today right? She is, so maybe there's a chance we might see her a little bit.
Top of the key, Moon. Moon drilled some triples yesterday. Over to the left wing, that's Winter trying a 3. Wouldn't go, and good rebounding position right there for the Lady Hawks, Tyra Lockett and Ryan Williams. Hand it off to their point guard, Walker. It's over to Williams on that left wing. Back to Walker at the head of the circle. She's got the black headband and the poof of hair coming right out the top. She drives, kicks to the left corner, and a triple that rattles in and out by Williams. Rebound down to Winter once again. Winter up the floor. Beautiful pass that right there to White, and White finishes with the left hand. That's how you run the transition ball game.
Yeah, and Winter with two quick rebounds. You know, she's out here defending the perimeter and still manages to get down and get the last two rebounds from Monterey. Good hustle play for Winter.
You know, Olivia is always in that process of fine-tuning, but you know, something that I've noticed, she's pretty good with that left hand, Kevin, that offhand.
Yeah, she is. She's good at finishing it up around the basket. So,
skip pass down to the right corner. Cheers by one defender. And it shoots it over the top of the second, misses the shot, but the rebound scrapped away by Williams. Now to the right wing, Walker deep in the paint against the trees, and Carswell blocked her shot and then got the rebound. So good job by Jolie right there. I've got that with her first block of the season. Winner strides down to the free throw line, turns around, spins it back outside to Laura Dick. Down to the right wing now, and they enter past Carswell, high post right side. It's kind of what we saw out of Jolene yesterday. Kind of let the game come to her, and wherever she was on the floor looked pretty comfortable, and the mid-range jumper pops in.
Yeah, good play. Caught it right there on the elbow and turned around and swished it right through.
Carswell up to 46% from the field now on the season. Cheers just inside of the three-point arc, pushes down to the right corner to Walker. Walker with the left hand. Winter watching her does a nice job of getting around that screen, and they'll send it over to the left corner to Williams. Now to Luckett, top of the key. Luckett, to two-handed chest pass back to William on the left wing. Williams drives down the right side of the lane, bounces now to Cheers. Did she beat the shot clock? Wouldn't matter. It was an air ball. Backside rebound. Winter has it. Haley crosses the timeline, a 4-0 lead for Mack. Moon wide open three and just short. And then over the back by Carswell. Three white-shirted rebounders in there, and Jolie just kind of reached right over the top of there. And now a quick timeout by Gary Cock. 6:37 remaining in this first quarter, 4-0 lead for Mineral Area College. We're back in 30 seconds right here on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Third member of our crew today, Christian Cooper, back in the studio engineering and operating our game. Thank you to Christian for his work. Brad Wooten Auto Body, thank you for sponsoring our coverage of MAC Athletics, along with Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Unico Bank of Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. We've got coverage of the Bob Sechrest Junior Central Christmas Tournament tonight on J98. It's a Jefferson County battle followed up by a St. Francis County battle. It'll be DeSoto and Hillsborough. Hillsborough already vanquishing DeSoto once this year. And then the St. Francis County battle, it'll be Central and Farmington. And you'll need a shoehorn and a jar of Vaseline to get people in that place tonight. It's going to be packed and fun. Now a drive to the hole with a little scoop by Bernica Walker right there. And she gets the first score of the game for the Lady Hawks. 4-2 lead for Mack. Top of the key, Moon to Carswell. Carswell lets one fly from three. Missed it. The rebound over the top of Mack. And now the Lady Hawks are on the run. Walker fires it right wing. Pull-up jumper by Cheers. Good-looking shot, but she sailed it just long. And there's Olivia White with that rebound. She's got some long, long arms on her now. And now a drive from the left side. That's Moon turned back around. Shot tries to throw a pass off of her hip back up to Winter. She's fouled in the process. And that one going against Ryan Williams. 4-2 lead for Mack. 15:51 remaining in our first quarter. It's the Holiday Inn Express Classic right here at Mineral Area College. Our next men's broadcast coming up, I believe it's Tuesday the 4th. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday the 4th? I lost track.
It's the 4th. I can tell you that. And then another big game after that on the 7th.
Yeah. And that'll be at Three Rivers. Yeah. So that's the big one. Yeah. So if that's the 7th, then the 4th must be Wednesday. Then.
Right,
there.
Right, okay.
You helped me out. Thanks. Together,
yes,
when we're both fully functioning together, we're almost as good as one full person.
Hey, there we go. Laura Dick with the three.
There's a three by Laura Dick. That's our 8th 3 of the year. Good shot by Laura right there. A 7-2 lead for Mack. 5.5 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Behind the back dribble by Cheers. Down to the right corner. She sends it to Walker. Walker looks for a drive. Good backside help on the defense by Moon right there to send her back outside. And now here's a drive by Williams. She did duck the shoulder, yes, but Laura Dick was on the move and shuffling to her side. I think it was the right block call anyway. First foul on Laura. A 7-2 lead for Mack. Right of the bucket along the baseline. Walker to put it in play. Walker with little trouble finding a teammate. 4 seconds gone. Finally fires it in out near half court. Two cheers. Jay Sharee cheers. Kind of a cool name. J-A-Y-S-H-A-R-I. And kind of a festive way to say it, too.
Yeah.
Entry pass now intended for Lane. She gets it backing down against Olivia White right there. And Olivia blocks her shot. Block number 16 on the season. Max on the run. Moon has it. And Moon just slams over the defender. Luckett. And probably fortunate to only be called for the travel instead of the charge right there.
Yeah.
And Moon kind of holding her head, too.
Yeah, hopefully she's all right. She doesn't look She's one that always has a smile on her face, and she's kind of coming out looking like she might have hit her head or something on that play, which, you know, she's been out for a while with a head injury. So
she tried to come over to the bench, and they pushed her back on the floor. So
yeah, she's had concussion issues, so you got to kind of watch that.
We'll take an eye on her now. 7-2 lead for Mac. Now Moon's starting to move around a little bit. Okay, entry pass, high post, right elbow, Lane. And Lane passes it, well, out of the lane, out of the right wing. Here's Cheers for three. Missed it just long. And once again, it's Olivia White right there for the rebounds. Up the floor. Hey, Shiraka's in the ball game. She had a three yesterday. And now she passes it to Carswell, left baseline, airmailed it. But the backside rebound once again to White. White's going to have 4 or 5 rebounds already. She's been everywhere. Shiraka, wide open three. Yes, ma'am. Dominika Shiraka, her 13th triple of the year. A couple of threes for Mac. And they lead it 10-2. Mac, a 20-point victory over this team in Chicago earlier this season. Here's an attempted drive by Cheers. She's turned back outside. End of the free throw line. Luckett, nowhere to go. Plays back to Cheers. Cheers looking for the drive. Not available. Down to Walker in the right corner. Walker drills the three and a foul as the ball was in the air. So count the three from Walker. The foul goes against Ryan Williams as the ball was in the air. So you count the bucket, and really no consequence other than Ryan Williams just garnering her second personal. And here comes Keandra Perry. And Keandra didn't finish everything that she started yesterday, Kevin, but she made some moves out on the floor that were really impressive.
Yeah, she had some flashes. You can see her true potential out there. She's got a lot of plays in her. We can't wait to see the rest of the year.
A lob to Carswell. Tried to work it high-low to White. Couldn't make that connection. Back out to Perry. Drives to the right elbow, left wing. Winner double clutches on the three. Yeah. And how many times do you see players miss when they hesitate? But Haley didn't. She knocked it in.
I was worried about it. When I saw her double clutch, I thought, well, she's going to miss this one. But she swished it right through.
Leads the team in threes made on the year with 23. She shoots 35% out there. And a 13-5 lead for Mac. Matches the largest lead of the game of 8 points. Bad-looking jumper by Cheers. Missed everything. Backside rebound by Winner. And Winner is piling up the rebounds as well. Carswell down along that left corner. And I'm glad it was deflected because I was hoping that was not going to be a bad turnover. And it wasn't. So good. 13-5, an 8-point spread for Mac. 2:52 remaining in the first quarter of play. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Dominika Shiraka pumps in a three as we return to action. And quite simply, nobody guarded her in the corner. And she said, that's a game of horse. I like that game. Pumped it straight in.
I'll tell you what, she's got some potential too. We didn't see her until the second half yesterday. And today she gets in early and contributes right away.
There's a lob, and Keandra Perry steals it away. Now she's driving a one-on-two. Little Euro step there and lost it along the way. So Malcolm X swipes it back. Cheers, floats it up the floor. That's in the hands of Williams. Williams driving in on Lexi Perry. Shot wouldn't go. Backside rebound. Finished by Lane, not there. And Perry grabs a hold of the rebound. Perry did a good job standing tall right there, at least making it tough. Now here's Perry on the right wing. Winner, head of the circle. Winner looking underneath. Nobody available there. Back out to Perry. You got the Perry connection in there right now. And Keandra double team, nearly tossed it away. Loose ball taken by Winner. Shoots it off the right foot. Missed it short from the left baseline.
But she steals it back.
And she did. The rebound went to Malcolm X. And she got it right back from him. Now she's in the left corner for three. And rattled it in and out. Carswell's got the rebound. Jolie trying to dribble out of a double team and fouled. 16-5. Back on top by 11.
I was going to say, it's one thing about Haley Winter. You know, even when she misses, she's always hustling. And she missed that shot, but she followed it up and was able to steal that ball back. And, you know, she's a former region player of the week. Well, a couple of weeks ago, she had a triple-double in one game. And we've seen it so far today where she dishes, rebounds, and scores.
She was a region player of the week already this year. She was actually a national player of the week one time last year.
That's right.
16-5, Mack by 11, and Winter will come out. She's deceptively quick, too.
Yeah, she is. That's right.
It's like she goes from here to there, and you don't really necessarily notice how fast that occurs.
That's exactly right. I was talking to Mr. Ringling. He's one of the
– Of the Barnum and Bailey brothers?
No, he's one of the parents of the Jefferson College player, Izzy Ringling. And,
okay.
He was saying how – looking at some of our players saying how quick she was. You look at her, you don't realize how quick she is, but she really is quick.
That's true. Here's Perry for three. That one's silk. Keandra Perry, 7 for 20 now outside of the arc, and – That was just a solid, good-looking jump shot right there. Kept the elbow in, finished. Looked like she shot that at the apex of her lead.
Oh, I agree. You know, after coming out yesterday, kind of feeling so down, these girls are off to a good start. They look good. They're rebounding. They're blocking out. They're passing the ball well. They're taking care of the ball pretty much. You know,
kind of needed that, didn't
they? Yes, I'm so glad this is happening.
All of them, everybody around here.
That's exactly right.
Just to feel good about, you know.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they need that. You need that every once in a while, especially they've had a couple tough games in a row, and it's good to come out and play well. Even though it's a game, you expect them to probably win. They're at least executing and doing well.
And we need sponsors to broadcast the games, and we thank Crown Collision for sponsoring our coverage of MAC Athletics. We'd like to thank New Era Bank of Farmington and also Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. Malcolm X basketball bending over to grab it off the floor is Lane. She bounces it in to Ryan Williams. Williams gets by Shiraka. She's floating her way up the floor, bounces it to Luckett. Luckett's left side layup wouldn't go. And there's Perry with a rebound. It's Alexi Perry. I need to use first names. You've got Keandra Perry and Lexi Perry on the floor right now. Alexia, her given name. And here's Keandra floating it down to the left corner. And that's to Shiraka, who's hit a couple of threes already. Right wing Moon. She doesn't want the triple. Head of the circle. It's Keandra Perry back to Moon. 7 on the shot clock. Right corner. Carswell does and does. Three-pointer. Bombs it in. Jolie Carswell puts it in. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes already for these MAC Cardinals. And here's a three on the left wing that will not fall for Malcolm X. That was off the hands of Williams. They spin it to Walker. She drives right of the lane, and she's going to go to the free throw line for a couple of free throws here. 22-5, though. When you shoot well, things look oh so much prettier.
Yeah, you know, yesterday they did, Mac didn't shoot very well against a better team, but still you got to make the shots. And yesterday those really weren't going. Too bad some of these weren't, you know, we should have used some of these up for yesterday. But they're executing today.
Bernica Walker at the free throw line. Shoots 87% on the year, but she misses that one. My goodness, Shiraka with two triples, Perry with one, Winter with one, Dick with one, Carswell with one. And as we track this, 6 made threes by Mac, 2 made two-point field goals for Mineral Area. 6 points for Walker. She goes 1 for 2. 22-6. Mac leads. It's Shiraka's. Got it on that left wing extended. Plays it out to Moon, who will run the point. 30 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Moon's got it on the left wing, down to Shiraka, left corner. Shiraka looking inside, nobody there. Skips it over to the right wing. Here's a drive by Perry. Perry dribbles it into a double team, back to the head of the circle in the left wing. Shiraka does it again for three. Bang, bang, bang. 7 first quarter triples by Mac, and they're running away. 25-6. Mac on top. We're in the first quarter. 7 seconds remaining. Lady Hawks with it. Cheers dribbling out of half court with 3 seconds. 2. Cheers to the right wing with 1. Rises up to get the shot off and will not do it in time. The sharpshooting Cardinals leading Malcolm X 25-6 after 1. And we're back to the Bob on the other side of this 1 minute pause on KREI.
Do you prefer a stress-free New Year's Eve?
Join Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for an intimate New Year's Eve with an overnight stay in one of Chaumette's villas and arrive early for a champagne tasting before dinner. Menu choices include appetizers like lump crab cakes with remoulade sauce and lobster bisque, and entrees grilled New Zealand lamb chops with chambersan and rosemary glaze, and fresh fish from Honolulu. So have an early New Year's Eve dinner with great food, great wine, and great friends. Call Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for reservations at 573-747-1000.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Next Whole Dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
And after one quarter of play, it's Mineral Area College 25, Malcolm X 6. The sharp shooting for Mac, Kevin, in the first quarter, 7 triples for Mineral Area College.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's some good shooting.
It's a good rebounding as well. And we singled out Olivia White, and Haley Winter is doing a nice job rebounding in that first quarter, and they both have 4 boards. So, in fact, 14 for Mac all told, and 4 apiece for Winter and White, and only 9 total for Malcolm X. Malcolm X basketball. Mac leads it, though, by 19 points. There's a spin in the lane by Walker. Throws it to the right side. Shears. Step back jumper along that right baseline. Missed it. And good effort underneath by Walker that time. She got it over to her teammate Luckett, who is in the middle of the lane. Shoots it up. Missed it. And the rebound down to Lexi Perry. Lexi Perry's got 3 rebounds already. And a foul whistled against Ryan Williams. And you almost feel bad for the Hawks. They've got 7 bodies today, and Ryan Williams has 3 personal fouls already.
Yeah.
That's rough stuff. Coach Skaggs informing us that the Perry and Perry connection, Keandra and Lexi, are cousins, which I didn't realize.
I didn't know that either.
There we go.
I didn't know they were both from Arkansas.
Yeah.
But didn't realize they were cousins.
Jonesboro and Mark Tree. Max got a shot up. It didn't hit the rim, and so here's Shiraka with 5 on the shot clock. They need to get a shot off, and Perry will with 1 second, and busts it! Keandra Perry with 2 triples and 8 three-point makes for the Cardinals. 28-6, Mac.
Nice job. They're 8 of 14 from a three-point land. That's pretty good.
That's ridiculous, yeah. Here comes Mackenzie Smith for the first time. Went to Greenville High School. She scored 3 yesterday in that loss. Shiraka checks out. Nice shooting by Shiraka. We've been actually really been kind of waiting for Shiraka's 3-point percentage to rise.
Right.
We know what kind of shooter he is, and Coach Gary Cuck just went on and on about how good of a shooter he was even before the season started, but it just hadn't translated to the games, and maybe it's starting to come.
Yep.
There's a bouncer deep now. Ryan Williams steps into a double team, fires an air ball, and this one goes out of bounds, and Mack will have it back as Allie Golden. Step out to toss it in for you. Good to see Shelby Moon back. She looked like he was a tiny bit shaken earlier, and nice to see her back on the floor here. A lob down the floor. That's to Smith. Smith and Moon along that right side. And Moon going to dribble it back out between the circles. 8:22 remaining in the second quarter. 28-6, a 22-point lead for Mack. Perry drives along that baseline, and she is fouled on the drive by Sierra Lane. First one against Lane. And Perry will go to the free throw line. Keandra averages 6.5 points per game, and she's got 6 already here today. And at the free throw line to try to eclipse that season's average, she's 8 for 13 at the line this year, and that's 62%, but it just went down as she missed the first.
Yeah, yesterday when we were down quite a bit, she came in the game and really kind of spurred a little comeback for this team and played really well there for a little stretch. And we talked about that quite a bit yesterday and looking for more of that.
Mac was down 22 yesterday, and that portion that you were talking about in the second half came after they were down 22, 64-42, but they went on a 17-4 run, and yeah, Perry was a big part of that. So back to the line. Keandra Perry. She hit 1 of 2 there, so she's got 7. And 29-6, Mac leads by 23 points. They won by 20 points on the road at Malcolm X earlier this year. Out at half court, this is Bernica Walker. Bernica trying to direct a little traffic here. Comes off a screen, drives down to that left baseline. guarded tightly right there by Golden. Now the steal by Perry. Keandra's on the run. It's a two-on-two. She's going to take a strong to the hole and fouled on her way in. That is the second personal on Tyra Luckett. So two on Luckett, two on Williams. Only two in trouble so far. And here comes Laura Dick back in. Some good minutes from Keandra Perry. Gets a good round of applause by her teammates there. Haley Winter to put it in play. Winter's back in for Moon. Winter's gotten more rest over the last two games. Now, she still plays more than anybody, but her coming to the bench is actually something to talk about because right. She just doesn't hardly ever come out. And now here's Winter at the free throw line. Backs it out between the circles.
Just run it.
She's got the low tops on. You see more low tops nowadays for some reason. Over to the right wing, it's Mackenzie Smith. Back to Winter. Winter looking back right side. Throws a bullet down to the right side of the lane to White. Orca right back outside. And now on the high post, that's Golden. Looked high low. And the pass is deflected out of bounds. And a turnover by Mack. 7:26 remaining in the first half. 29-6. Mineral Area College is on top here. It's been impressive so far. Mack women will be next in action on Thursday, next Thursday in 1 week, at Lincoln Trail. We'll be there to broadcast that one, but we'll let you know how they do. And now it's Kyla Rance trying to back down, but turned it over, and Golden's on the run. Golden driving it one-on-one and punched it up and in. Good power play by Allie Golden.
Nice play, very nice play. Kinsey Smith with the steal and throws it up to Allie Golden.
Golden averaging 2.9 points per game, 31-6. It's all Mack in this one. Here's a left elbow extended jumper by Lane. 17-footer won't go. One and done as Mack grabs the rebound, and now here's Winter. Throws a pass right wing. Golden jump stop, works it back out to Haley. Over to the left wing. Nobody in the same zip code as Laura Dick, and she makes him pay. Ring it up for Laura Dick. The ninth made three of the game for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, and Laura Dick has a couple of them. 34-6. Mack leads here. A drive left to the lane now, and Walker is fouled coming through. I don't think there was anybody on that whole half of the floor when Dick got the pass right there.
No, that was like an overload, definitely an overload. We had everybody on one side of the floor, and Laura's over there all by herself and drains the three.
Did you feel the court actually tip a little
that's
bit?
That's what it felt like. I thought it was definitely uneven.
So Walker to the free throw line. She's got two upcoming, and the first one goes down. Brenica Walker has seven of her – oh, my gosh. She has seven of her team's seven points. Oh, my goodness. And now make it eight of her team's eight. Wow. Ugh, talk about not getting any help.
Yeah.
Wow. And she has to do the ball handling duties as well. Boy, I didn't even notice that. I was so caught up in Max shooting, I didn't even notice that by the Hawks. Golden trying to post up. Gets tall, gets strong. Mack works it along the perimeter. Lob down underneath to Olivia White. Olivia attacks, and she takes that big body fits it into a tight space and scores it.
That was a good move. Went right around number 44 lane scored easily.
36-8. Mack by 28 points. Here's Cheers driving right of the lane. Leaves a bouncer to Rance. Rance down along that right baseline. Tries to power over the top that time. Of Dick, can't do it. Good defense by Dick. Winter fires it up the floor. I don't know how she made it through, but White finished it on the other end.
I tell you, it's amazing. One, with Olivia White running the floor like she did, but that was a three-quarter court pass. It was pinpoint, like Montana to
Peyton Manning in his prime. Huh? Yeah,
right.
Make your favorite football analogy there, right?
That's right.
38-8. Well, what a pass by Haley Winter, who is seventh in the country. An assist per game at 6.7. There's a drive by Walker. Gets it over to the left corner. And the first score by someone not named Bernica Walker comes at the 5:08 mark of the first half. Jumpers missed along that right side by Mackenzie Smith. And then the rebound comes down to Malcolm X. And then slamming over the top of White is Walker on the right side drive. Foul going to go against Haley Winter. Oh, Smith, they're going to go against Smith. Oh, okay. Was McKenzie must have been reaching then? Because it was Winter that got plowed over right there.
I don't know.
38-10. Mac leads it by 28. It's Malcolm X basketball. They've got only 7 players available. They're 1-11 on the season. Top of the key, it's Lane. Lane to the right wing. That's Cheers. Cheers bounces it down underneath there to Luckett. Luckett spins it in. Good move. Good move by a 5'7 freshman over some tall folks. Uh-oh. And another length of the court pass by Haley Winter. She's got 3 touchdown passes in the first half.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Another touchdown for Haley Smith to Olivia White.
And, you know, the credit to Olivia, when the big people run the floor, you want to reward them. And so they are. Nice passing by Haley Winter. And 40-12. Mac leads with 4 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in this first half of play. Top of the key, Walker tries a 3, missed it badly to the left, and another rebound coming down by Haley Winter.
There's Olivia running the floor again.
And here comes Winter once again, stops it, pops it, got it!
Yeah.
Well, she already had 1 triple-double this season, Kevin, and she is on pace anyway for another one here today. What a great game by Haley. She had 16, 10, and 10 earlier this year for a triple-double for this Mineral Area college team. I think this is against Dyersburg State, I believe.
Yeah.
42-12. It's Mac on the rail by 30 points. On pace for 100. We'll see. And now the ball is stolen away. And it's Haley Winter driving it 1-on-2. Just hit the stop and pop. Drives it in. Missed it. Got her own rebound. You remember the old game 21?
Yeah.
That's what that looked like right there by Haley Winter.
Well, when she shot, I think she realized it was going to be off to the left. And so she quickly went around the defender and got her own rebound with an easy putback.
She also realized, if I'm going to get a triple-double, I may need another rebound.
That's a good point.
44-12. This is much more fun.
Yeah.
And now there's a lob down underneath, and the ball is tapped out of bounds off of Lane and out of bounds. Back to Mac. 3 subs. Sharaka coming in. She of the 3 made threes already, Shelby Moon. And there comes Julie Carswell. The ball game as well. 44-12. It's all Mac in this one, and we see Olivia Casey in the ball game. She hit a 3 yesterday. Had 5 points, in fact, yesterday. Olivia, 5'7", freshman from Park Hills Central, a state champ a couple of years ago. 44-12, Mineral Area College on top. Moon distributes left wing. That's to Sharaka. To the left corner, Casey. Back to Sharaka. Good 3-point shooting team out there right now. And can it get better than it has been? Carswell, right baseline jumper from 17, missed it. Already 9 made threes by Mack in this first half. 2:28 remaining in the second quarter. Moon put her hands on the guard. Cheers, no call. Cheers backs it on out. Jay Cherie Cheers. Down to the left corner, she passes to Walker. It's a give and go. Ball on the deck. Touched last by Moon. No. Then they change it, and they'll say Malcolm X touched it last. 44-12 is the score. Mineral Area College leads by 32 points. So you can guess who Malcolm X is named after. There's a Kennedy King school in Chicago as well, and actually not named after John F. Kennedy, but named after Robert F. Kennedy up there, and Martin Luther King, who were assassinated in the same year. And that's why they named it that. Little history lesson for you. I like to mix in stuff.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Sharaka, head of the circle, over to the left wing. And there's a 3 launched by Mackenzie Smith. That one won't go. Rattles around a while off somebody's noggin who had a white shirt on.
Yep.
And Mack will have it back. 44-12, Mineral Area College on top. Here comes Keandra Perry. She's got 7 points already. And Mackenzie Smith checks out. Mack basketball. And a free throw line jumper. Hey, that'll work. Nice shot by Olivia Casey. Everybody's kind of getting involved today, Kevin.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a good pass, too, with Shelby Moon passing that in. Saw the little opening there and threaded the needle right to Olivia Casey for the easy jumper.
There have been some pinpoint passes today. And Haley Winters kind of leads that charge, but everybody else kind of following suit here. And if turnovers are contagious, I guess maybe good passes are, too. We hope so, anyway. A jumper missed by Malcolm X. It's tapped out. Maybe Moon touched it last, and the Hawks will have it back. 1 minute, 16 seconds remaining in the first half, and 46-12. It's all Mac in this one. Tough year for these Hawks. It's got to be tough battling through. I know which of what I speak, being a member of a 1-26 high school ball team at one time. Sharaka grabs the rebound, hands it off to Kia Perry. Perry stops between the circles, keeps the dribble alive, and back to Moon. They play catch over to the left corner. Sharaka tries another three. Oh, man. She was heating up.
Yeah.
And she just rimmed that in and out. Just kind of rolled down in and popped back out. 46-12. Mack leads, 46 seconds remaining in the first half. Top of the key, Cheers keeps the dribble alive. And Mack all packed back down in that lane, trying to keep him outside. Right baseline jumper and a good-looking one by Walker. She has 10 of her team's 14 points. Half a minute to play, first half. Sharaka picks the dribble up. The trailer's Moon. No look pass to the right corner. Carswell, right baseline jumper. 17-footer just missing. Lane has the rebound with 20 seconds left. Lane hands it off to Cheers. Cheers sprinting up the floor. Crossover dribble gets to the middle. Kicks to the right wing, Walker. Walker pump fake, slides around the defender. Pumps it up from 17 feet, wouldn't go. Backside rebound, that should be a travel, and yep, it is. Luckett actually had the rebound bounced into her own teammate and shoveled the feet.
Yeah, it's almost like she was trying to spin around and then just kind of jumped and spun around at the same time.
Moon has it with 8 seconds left for Mack. Crosses the timeline with six. 46-14. Left corner, Sharaka for three and just missed it short. And we have arrived at the half. And Mineral Area College has dominated the visitors from Malcolm X out of Chicago. Our halftime score, your Cardinals, 46. Birds of another color, the Hawks, 14. We'll be back with your halftime show on the other side of this two-minute pause on AM 800 KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flick's Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Lettington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Lettington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Lettington exit, Highway 67. Flick's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Lettington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Lettington.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Well, Kevin and I are batting around what could be. That's what you always do when you talk about sports.
Right.
Haley Winter already has one triple-double this year, Kevin, and her numbers in the first half, 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. And you kind of think, well, the assists are the tough one.
Yeah.
Well, she's got more of those than anything else.
Yeah. So we were trying to talk to you. I think it's close because right now, of course, they're up by 32 points. And so, and she's obviously our team leader. So how much will she play in the second half is the question. And if she's close, you know, do we whisper something to the coach and say, you know, she's one rebound away from a triple-double or something, you know. Do you put her in? Is that something that, you know? I don't know.
This is we were just talking about.
If I was a coach, I would kind of put her out there and try to.
I would want to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If there are 10 seconds left in your Ron Artest and you're missing shots on purpose, that's different.
Yes.
But if it's in the regular course of the game.
Yeah. You know, and on the college level, too, it's pretty hard to get a triple. You don't see that much. You know, in the college game, you see it quite a bit in the NBA, you know, but
yep.
But you don't see it quite as much in the college. That's why it's a pretty special thing if you get a triple-double.
Really, especially if turnovers are not part of the
yeah,
equation
that's
there.
True. Yesterday we could have maybe seen that.
Oh, my. So
far.
Right.
Speaking of turnovers, how many do we have in that first
Let's
half?
Let's see. Okay, so Malcolm X turned it over 8 times.
Five.
Mac turned it over 5
yeah,
times.
Yeah, so that's something they were really concerned about and was trying to focus on, and looks like so far so good.
It's a vast improvement.
Yeah.
How about what Russell Westbrook is doing right now?
Yeah,
is that impressive, or do you kind of question his usage? You know what I mean? There,
he's making their team. Yeah. They're winning those games.
Yeah, they are.
I did read a stat. I guess they're playing Memphis, maybe today or whatever. And I said Memphis was the one team that hasn't allowed a triple double the longest. It's like over a year,
oh, really?
A year or something. And so it was interesting to see if he would get a triple double.
Is that today?
I believe it is.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I just read that either last night or this morning. I saw that on SportsCenter.
And I think Haley sparked this discussion with us. I think last time, in fact, that we ventured into this area, only one guy has ever averaged a triple double throughout an entire season, and I don't believe it's ever happened in college. But Oscar Robertson did it in the NBA, and you know, a faster game, more minutes. There are more minutes to play too, so it's easier in that respect too. But I always thought it was a kind of a special accomplishment.
Oh, I do myself. Too. And I did look it up. Yeah, they play tonight at 7. So Oklahoma City plays Memphis. So that's at Memphis. So
now, do you remember there was a guy in the '80s, late '80s, early '90s, and he had a couple of quadruple doubles. Do you know who I'm thinking of? Akeem Olajuwon.
I had a
couple of quadruple doubles. He would go
with blocks.
With blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Points, rebounds, assists, and blocks. And that guy was incredible.
Yeah. You don't see that very often at all.
No. That hardly ever happens. So I'm rooting for it. We'll keep track of it in the second half.
We'll see
if she can do it. Yeah. But 46-14, and Mac shooting the ball very well. We talked about the threes, Kevin, and Mac has as many made threes as they do made twos, and in fact they have more 3-point attempts than 2-point attempts in the first half.
Yeah.
Mac has 23-point attempts in the first half. Now, they made 9 of them, so tremendous shooting for 45%. That means they've shot only 16 times.
Yeah, and they're 9 of 20 from the 3-point shot.
Yeah, 9 of 20 and 9 of 16 from 2.
Yeah, so that's pretty impressive, though. When you're 9 of 20 from the 3-point line, you'll take that any day. That's good shooting.
So the majority of those 2-point makes were kind of long passes
where
the bigs were running, and Haley Winter was just throwing pinpoint passes 50 feet down the floor and hitting people right in stride for layups.
Well, they were taking advantage. Sierra Lane is the post player for Malcolm X, and she's not as fleet of foot. She's not as fast, and I think Olivia White was trying to take advantage of that because she is fast for a 6'4 girl. She can run the floor, and she was out running Sierra down the floor, and they're taking advantage of that.
Yep. Haley was pitching it up ahead, and Olivia was finishing with the right and the left hand. So good shape in turnovers, good shape in shooting, and then also very good shape in rebounding. Mac has put up 9 more shots total than Malcolm X, and perhaps a reason for that is because Mac has 10 offensive rebounds, and they also have out-rebounded the Lady Hawks on the defensive side. So Mac with 8 more rebounds in the first half. I mean, 46-14, you would expect to dominate in all phases of the game, and the statistics certainly bear that out.
Yeah, you know, another thing, too, you kind of got to watch is for Malcolm X, of course, is their foul situation as well. I mean, they've only got 7 players, and so they've got a couple with 2 or 3 fouls, and so and also them getting tired, too, you know. I mean,
I would think.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the men's side a lot, how Coach Streggy was able to sub in 5 at a time, do complete line changes, and really rest his players. And at the end of the game, that really shows up. I think that you're probably going to see that a little bit today.
Wear down the other side. Yeah. And that's true because, as you said, Malcolm X with only 7 players, and they do have 1 player in foul trouble. Ryan Williams has 3, and then Tyrell Lockett with 2 there.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's kind of how it went in the first half. We'll break down all the scoring numbers, and we'll get you a little update on what's going on at the Bob Sechrest Jr. Central Christmas Tournament as well. We'll do that after this 2-minute timeout as Mac is rolling over Malcolm X, 46-14. We're back in 2.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Do you prefer a stress-free New Year's Eve? Join Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for an intimate New Year's Eve with an overnight stay in one of Chaumette's villas and arrive early for a champagne tasting before dinner. Menu choices include appetizers like lump crab cakes with remoulade sauce and lobster bisque, and entrees grilled New Zealand lamb chops with chambersan and rosemary glaze, and fresh fish from Honolulu. So have an early New Year's Eve dinner with great food, great wine, and great friends. Call Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for reservations at 573-747-1000.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Oh. 46-14, our score at the half. Athletic Director Mike Overman enjoying the proceedings with a 32-point advantage by Mineral Area here at the half. And let's go over the halftime scoring now. Keandra Perry has 7. Dominika Sharaka with 9 points. 7 for Haley Winter. Laura Dick has 6. Allie Golden with 2. Olivia Casey has 2. Jolie Carswell with 5. And Olivia White with 8 points. Malcolm X has 14 halftime points, and Brenica Walker has 10 of them. Whew. That girl has to do a lot of lifting. Heavy lifting that
she
team.
She scored their first 7 by herself and then got a little bit of help. But yeah.
Yep, so she's got 10, and that just means there are 4 other points. Jay Cherie Cheers has 2. And Tyra Lockett has the other 2. All right, let's check in at the Bob Seacrest Jr. Central Christmas Tournament. I have my brackets somewhere around here. Here we go. Okay, so today, St. Genevieve boys have defeated Arcadia Valley on the consolation side, 65-61. Festus over South Iron, 55-44. So the consolation game will be determined between Festus and St. Genevieve, and then Potosi and North County playing in a terrific ball game right now. At the end of the third, it's North County by 3, 50-47. And something that to me is interesting, with a 16-team tournament, it's a completely different dynamic than an 18 tournament, and you never know which game is going to be the best game of the tournament. Now, you can look and you can suppose, but you really don't ever know. And there are always some great games to be played. Yesterday, Perryville hits 15 threes against Farmington, which I'm told is a school record, 15 threes, which probably is one of the only ways Perryville was probably going to win that game, and it still wasn't enough. They missed a few. Farmington got away from them, but, you know, I thought it was a good effort by Perryville on the loss.
They looked great, and I tell you what, they looked really comfortable shooting that three, and several of their players were all making them. I don't know what their percentage was, but it was really good.
Yeah.
But Farmington is just so athletic and so deep that they were just able to prevail. But with that being said, we got some great games this evening be over there. I think, Hillsborough's already played DeSoto once and beat them.
Being pretty good.
Yeah. So I think Hillsborough will probably come through. Be interesting to see. But Farmington and Central always put on a show.
It doesn't matter, really.
Throw the records out. It's going to be a heck of a game. And, whoever comes out of that game against Hillsborough is going to be a fantastic match, I think, tomorrow.
Did you notice it was all chalk? The top seeds all winners yesterday.
Yeah.
If the seeds continue to hold,
we would have a championship game between two teams that are state ranked in Class 4, Hillsborough and Farmington. Right. Now, we don't know if that'll happen, but it set up a pretty cool scenario, probably.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I was talking to someone yesterday. They said, but if Farmington would come out of their district, I think they would have to play Sykeston, who's ranked like
second. Check.
And then if they win that game, they're most likely going to have to play Vashon, who's ranked first, I think. So you got the top two ranked teams. So it'll be a tough road, you know, for Farmington to come out of their district.
Sure.
But tell you what, this is about as talented as team since the team that they had that went on their state run. They finished fourth in the state several years ago.
Yeah, that was 3 or 4 years ago. And to me, Kevin, the strength of that team, they were such a great example of the whole being greater than the sum of the parts. That team played so well together. They had 2 point guards that were both coaches' kids.
Yeah.
And so anything that Coach Callahan wanted to run, they could run it. They tailored each game plan differently for each game. And they were such a fun team to watch. And I remember going to Mizzou Arena and broadcasting their games in the Final Four. Was a great, great time.
Yeah, sure. Well, and DJ Hardy, one of the MAC assistants, was on that team.
He sure was. And his little brother,
one
of the premier players around the area this year. So.
I hate to say it. I don't know if I tell it to DJ. But so if you're listening, don't tell DJ I said this. I think Brendan might be a better player than DJ. He's looking good out there.
You know what? I'm sure that DJ wouldn't mind hearing that. He's about 8 feet to your right.
That's
so
right.
Don't be too
loud. Yeah, don't say it too loud.
46-14 is our score. It's a 34-point advantage for Mac here at the half. And we're getting ready to start the second half of play and have a little fun here at the old Bob today. And then you can tune in to J98 tonight as we'll have those semifinals that Kevin was talking about, the Jefferson County Challenge and then the St. Francis County Challenge coming up tonight at the T.J. Fulon Fieldhouse. Lorna Dick going to put the ball in play. That'll be Shelby Moon, Haley Winter, Olivia White, and Jolie Carswell. Starting five for Mac in the second half. Walker, Cheers, Lane, Luckett, and Williams for Malcolm Eck. So Mac on top by 14 points, and we'll go ahead and track the numbers for Haley Winter here in this second half. And so if she could get to that elusive triple-double, we'll sure let you know, as Winter has it now outside of the arc on the right side. Passes it over to the left wing. Would have been the ninth assist, but you can't make them all. Laura Dick missed that three. Mac made 9 of them in the first half. And a half a minute gone here in the second half. So looking for the first score here in the second half. And for Malcolm X, they're looking for a rare score in this ball game. Walker has it on the right wing. She's trying to direct a little traffic right here. Puts it in the left hand, drives it, fires it. Left wing Williams, she's outside of the arc. Shot clock rolling down, and they don't get the shot off. It was good defense, but they had the opportunities to get the shot off, and they never even looked to the goal.
They had no clue that the clock was running out there. But good defense by Minoria.
It was. So just about a minute into the second half, 46-14. Mac on top here. Let's thank Hubs Pub of Bonterre and First State Community Bank of Farmington and Park Hills for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball. Haley Winter with the ball on the right wing. She goes to Olivia White in the right corner. Lob down underneath now, and there's a little reverse pivot and no shot going up. Now they'll pitch it to the left corner, Carswell, and now back to the right wing. Winter plays it underneath to White. Back to Winter, right corner, three-pointer in the air. Nothing but nylon for Haley Winter, and she's got the first leg of the double digits. She's got 10 points. Now we're looking for 10 rebounds and 10 assists. Let's see if she can do it. 8 minutes and 25 seconds remaining in the third period, and 49-14 Mac on top, and that was the 10th made three. Now, something that I've kind of tried to do this year is kind of get some of the records of this program, what the best performances have been in certain categories, but it's something they just don't really have around here a lot. So I'm going to continue to try to do that, but if we had that list, maybe we'd start counting down the number of threes in a game, but maybe we'll try to see if we can get that done over the next few years here, get that built up. Haley Winter at the head of the circle now, right wing Moon underneath. That's White going to work. Now Winter has it on that left wing. Plays it down to the left corner to Carswell. Haley's got it back out on that left wing. Directing some traffic right there over to the right wing, Moon. Moon looking underneath and finds Carswell right there. Catches. Plays to Shelby in the right corner. 6 on the shot clock. Now top of the key. Lorna Dick tries the 3. Shot won't fall. Good battle for the rebound. And it's won by Tyra Luckett. Luckett throws it up ahead to Cheers. Cheers with a little bounce in her step to Williams. Back to Cheers. A little give and go and a nice look of play. As Jay Cherie Cheers puts one in. She's got points number 3 and 4. Haley Winter looks underneath, and she knocks it against the ankles of Olivia White, but fortunately it returns to sender right back out to her. Dick, head of the circle, and now it's Winter once again to the right wing, Moon. Moon looking for the lob, not available now, and Carswell in the middle of the lane sends it back outside to Dick. Dick drives, and Carswell has it left wing extended, misses the 17-footer, airballed it. Mac has to get this thing in the air. They do so. A triple by Winter. Shot won't go. Great rebound. Carswell finishes the play. It looked like Malcolm Epps stopped playing after that shot went up right there.
Yeah. I think they heard maybe the buzzer go off, and they thought it was over with. But
the shot hit the rim,
yes,
and the
did.
Ball was released certainly before the buzzer went off. So Carswell has points number 6 and 7. And 51-16, it's all Mac this afternoon at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Cheers looks for the entry pass, plays it into Williams. They try to get it back to her. Ball ripped off by Moon. Up the floor, Dick. Dick now has White open, running the floor. And that's the first time. Now, that was an amazingly difficult play, but the first time we have seen White not finish one of those runners. Cross-key look to her right there, though. And she was set up for an easy bucket on the right low block and missed that one. Now the kick-out pass after the rebound is to Walker. Walker drives it to the mid-post right side. Ball is deflected. Moon taps it to the middle of the floor. Nearly a monster collision, and I'm glad they avoided each other as Luckett and Moon were both diving headlong on the floor for the ball. Now a traveling violation against the Hawks, and they'll give it back to Mac. That could have been bad if they had a clunked
well,
heads on that.
Especially Moon with their concussions. Mm-hmm. You know, that would have been bad.
It's Mac basketball, 51-16. Laura Dick lobs it to White, and White powers it up, can't power it in, got a rebound, and she's fouled. I don't know if that was on the shot or not. We will see. Yep, on the shot. Foul goes against Sierra Lane. And at the free throw line, it's Olivia White. She averages 10.5 points per game. Really not a bad number for her. As the first free throw goes in and out, a 53% foul shooter on the year. And Olivia White, according to the numbers here, averaging 17 minutes per game. So her per-minute production, when you think about that, 10.5 points is pretty good. Second free throw rolls through. And Olivia White tickles the twine for point number 9, 52-16. It's been all Mac here in this one. They ran out early, scored the game's first 7 points. They led 25-6 after one and just have never looked back. Here's a moving screen. And this one going against Bintou Diallo. She did not play in the first half, seeing her first action here in the second half, a 6-foot freshman. Bintou Diallo, B-I-N-T-O-U. Seen a lot of Diallos in college basketball lately.
Jabril.
All
right.
Sheck.
Yep.
I think there's a player right now, Hamadou, who is a top 15 guy in men's prep basketball. 52-16, Mac leads it. Jolie Carswell has it on the right wing. This is Winter now. Winter plays it just inside of the free throw line to Dick. Loose ball. Winter has it back. Winter dribbling away from traffic. Moon launches a three and missed it short. Dick, though, rises high for the rebound and rips it out of a pack. Great play by Dick. Head of the circle and a bullet pass down underneath now to Olivia White. Kicks it back outside. Moon. Moon looks to Carswell, middle of the lane. Carswell to the right corner. Dick back to Winter. And now it's Moon on the left wing. Minter back to Winter. Three ball in the air. Yes, ma'am! Haley Winter with three threes. Bang, bang, bang. She's got 13 points in the 11th. Triple of the game by these Mineral Area College ladies. 55-16. Mac by 39 points. 4:36. Counting down in the third. Down to the right corner. Williams outside of the arc. Won't go. Carswell dives in for the rebound, but it's taken by Winter. Throw it up the floor. Ball nearly turned over. Deflect that out of bounds by Cheers. Golden checks in along with Mackenzie Smith. So you've got Golden, Smith, Winter, Carswell, and Moon on the five out there for Mac right now. Right wing pass to Smith. And now here's Winter, pitches it over to the left wing. That's to Moon. Back to Winter on the right wing. And down to the right corner. Smith for three. Missed it short. Long rebound. Good battle for the rebound. And it's taken back by Smith. They return it back out to Winter. Winter dribbling it with the left hand. Throws it to the right wing, Moon. Moon to the right corner. That's to Smith again. Into Golden. Back outside. They'll work it over to the left wing. Winter's got it back. 3:50 remaining in this third quarter. Moon looks to Golden. Golden the high post right side and throws it away. Smith was trying to find a seam along that right baseline. She was cutting toward the basket, and Golden had anticipated that she was going to cut out to the corner. They threw it away. But as you said, Kevin, the rebound or the turnover is really down for Mac in this game. I think that was their first of the second half, and
yeah,
only six for the game.
Yeah, so. I think.
55-16. And if Mac pushes just a little bit more, they'll have a 40-point advantage. Mineral Area College averaging 67 points per game. They allow the opposition 58 points per game. Here comes Winter with her eyes ahead, scanning the floor, looking for an open teammate. One-handed push pass over to the left wing. That's to Smith. And now a two-handed chest pass to the right wing, Moon. Moon gets to the middle to Golden. Golden at the right baseline. Carswell missed it. Golden had a golden opportunity from about 13 feet that she turned down. And now here's a scoop to the goal that won't go by Walker. Golden has the rebound. And now Winter's on the run. Winter bounces it up ahead to Moon. Moon, a no-look pass. She split the uprights. That will only give you 3 points in football as she threw it right between two of her teammates streaming toward the goal. Winter out. And here comes Olivia Casey in the ball game along with Keandra Perry. And Shiraka was in the ball game as well. Shiraka hit 3 threes in the first half. Perry added 2 of her own. And 55-16, 2:42 remaining in this third frame. Cheers picks up a screen, dribbles around the defender, fires to Walker, right wing, and Walker finds Diallo on that right elbow. They give it back up and work it back out between the circles to Walker. Walker to the right wing, that's to Cheers. Cheers is outside of the arc, trying to look low. This one booted out of bounds by Mackenzie Smith. 4 seconds remaining on the shot clock. The officials getting together, and they should reset that shot clock, not all the way.
Yeah, right.
I think it's back out to, 15 seconds? Is that the new rule?
I think so, yeah. There we go.
There it is. 2:22. I like that rule, by the way.
Yep.
2:22 remaining in the third frame. 55-16. It has been all Mac this afternoon here in the Bob. Walker driving it left the lane. Retreats back outside of the arc. Whips a pass off of her hip to the head of the circle. Williams bounces it right wing. And for the second time in the third quarter, the Hawks do not get off a shot before the shot clock expires. So there's another turnover against Malcolm X. 55-16. Mineral Area College leads it. 2:05 remaining in the third. Keandra Perry bouncing it across the timeline. Shiraka asks for it. Gets it. Skips a pass to Smith. Now Keandra has it at the head of the circle. Keandra over to the left wing, Smith down to the left corner, and that's Casey back to the top of the key. And now they'll do some triangle passing to the corner, back to Casey, underneath Golden. Golden set up right underneath the basket, missed it, got it back, and put it down. And Allie Golden has 4. Allie averaging 2.9 on the year. And, well, she's eclipsed that both yesterday and today. She had 3 yesterday and 4 today. 57-16, Mineral Area by 41 points. I believe, I'm going to consult the numbers here, but I think this would be the largest margin of victory for Mac on the season as Luckett actually stole it, went to lay it up, and missed it. Here's Perry with it. Keandra goes from the right to the left hand. 65 seconds to play in the third. Down to the left corner, Shiraka. Shiraka back out to Carey, and a technical foul whistled. No contact anywhere.
I didn't see anything.
There had to have been some barking. There had to have been some magic words there.
I think
the only thing it could have been.
I think there were some magic words. And so it looks like Shiraka's going to go to the line and shoot these technical free throws.
And not only does Ryan Williams cost her team a couple of free throws here, but that's her 4th personal, too.
Yeah.
So Shiraka to shoot the free throws. And Shiraka pumps it through. She's got 10. Well, Mac won their first game by 20 points. Or beg your pardon. Let's see. And Shiraka hits them both. So good work by Shiraka right there. Shiraka with 11 points. She's got 3 threes and a couple of twos to go with that. And Mac has the basketball. Kia Perry works with it. And she's got it on the far side of the floor as Mineral Area College works it left to right here in the second half. And the officials going over there to give the explanation to Kim Quarter. She didn't object, but she certainly wanted to know what happened, as any good coach would. Mac basketball, 59-16, Mineral Area College. Shiraka on that left wing. They cover her up on the three this time. And now here's Kia Perry driving, kicking, and out of the right baseline. That's Golden. Golden fires it back out top. Perry retrieves out near half court with 42 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Over to the left wing, Shiraka. Perry loads up for three, fired it short. And the rebound is corralled by Diallo. Her outlet pass to Cheers with 30 seconds left. She floats it up the floor. Williams has an uncontested layup, and she gets it to go down for her first score of the game. Mac with 19 seconds left. They can take the final shot of the third quarter if they would like. And they'll work it over to the left wing to McKenzie. And Coach Cuck saying, let's take one shot here. Shiraka on the right wing. Over to the left wing, Smith. Looking to the high post, nobody there. 3 seconds left. Smith goes to her left hand and bumps one in around the defender from 10 feet out.
When it's your day, it's your day. I like it.
I guess so. And Mackenzie Smith has her first score. It's all Mac in this one, 61-18. The Cardinals lead the Hawks of Malcolm X. We're back in a minute on KRAI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Well, let's consult our handy dandy triple double tracker. And so entering the fourth quarter, Haley Winter has 13 points. She's got 7 rebounds and 8 assists. So still possible.
Still possible, but the problem is I don't know if she's going to play a lot.
I would agree, and probably shouldn't. A 43-point lead. This is by far the widest margin of victory if the margin would stand. The largest margin of victory earlier this year was Dyersburg State. It was a 30-point trouncing of then. 61-18 is the score, though, in this one. So we're starting the fourth quarter, and Ryan Williams starts with a basketball for Malcolm X. Throws it to the right wing, and Cheers squares for an 18-footer. Wouldn't go. Golden went way up for the rebound that time. Hands it off to Shiraka. Dominique got a bouncer across the timeline to Perry. Kia Perry has Smith to her right, Shiraka to her left. Goes to Shiraka right there. Shiraka back to Kia Perry, head of the circle to the right wing, Smith. McKenzie works it back to the left side, Shiraka. Shiraka lobs it down underneath. Golden goes up to get it. Can't finish the play, but she will go to the free throw line. And two shots upcoming. Allie Golden with 4 points. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Her free throw average, just a head scratcher this year. 6 for 33 for Allie Golden. So 17%.
And
she
one,
just, I mean,
yours
just
can be right
cut
there.
Cut it right through. Neither one of us could figure that
well,
one
out. Well, I'm glad we can jinx players both ways. We said, oh, she's shooting poor, so what does she do? She comes out here. And
the reverse jinx is
possible. Yeah, it is possible, and she swished them both.
She sure did. So even when she gets up to 80%, we'll still talk that about
it. That's right.
And then we'll say, you're welcome.
That's right.
63-18. It's Mac by 45 points. Man, just 18 points by Malcolm X. Now, Malcolm X averages only 48 points per game, but even by those standards, Mac really clamping down on him here. A couple of jumpers missed. Shiraka has a breakaway, floats it back to Perry. Perry shoots it over the top of a defender and pumped it back in, and she's got 9. Malcolm X has Tyra Lockett tumbling down to the floor.
Yeah, I think a couple of their players ran into each other, and they both kind of tumbled down the floor. But tell you what a nice little floater by Perry. She came in. Shraka just kind of left her a nice little pass, and she floated that one in for a nice little.
And an unselfish play by Dominique.
Yeah.
65-18. Mineral Area College. Wow, could they win by 50? What a weird game. Here's Cheers down in the right corner. And Cheers nearly throws it away. It's deflected, but the Hawks have it back. They've got that shot clock running down again with 6-5, a drive right of the lane, and the shot that's in and out by Walker. And the rebound down by Golden. Golden's done a nice job on the backboards here. Smith to the trailer. Golden. Golden swings it to the right wing. That's Kia Perry. Head of the circle, Shiraka now. Shiraka squares, fires it underneath. That's to Casey, and Casey throws a chest pass over to Golden. Golden misses the jumper from the right baseline, though, from 10 feet out. Smith with the good hustle play, getting on the floor, trying to scrap for it back, but the Lady Hawks have it. Under 8 to go, 65-18. It's been all Mac this afternoon. Walker squares for 3 and rims it in and out. Thing was halfway down. Shiraka running the floor, gets the long pass. This one sails out of bounds, and no one able to grab it.
Say one thing I noticed that is different about today than yesterday is, you know, Coach talked about the kind of the spark or the fire. You can hear the bench today. The bench is really cheering them on and really involved, chanting defense. And I think that's something that like to see, and maybe hopefully they'll continue. I think he's
got to have that. That's vital.
Yeah, and yesterday it was kind of quiet over there, and I think that you can really kind of hear some good chatter over there, kind of supporting their teammates, and it's nice to see.
And now here's a back cut by Walker. Kia Perry blocks that one out of the sky, and then it looked from here like Smith had a clean block.
Yeah, I think so.
They say no.
Yeah.
The stripes says no. That goes on McKenzie, her second. And that'll send Kayla Rantz to the free throw line, a 5'7 freshman. There are basically 4 players in this lineup that have almost no stats, and that's Rantz, Williams, and Luckett. And
well, when you only, have 7 players, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, it isn't. Rantz misses the first one. She's got another one upcoming, and she does pop that one in. 65-19. Mack leads. Kia Perry to the left corner. A 3 by Shiraka. The Russian sniper pops another one in. 14 points for Dominika. She leads all scorers.
Yeah. A Russian sniper, I like it. I was thinking Russian rocket, but we've already got one of those, and she's not really a rocket, but she is a sniper, so I like that.
Yeah. And there's a jumper from the right wing by Cheers. It was a tough one. It was covered up, and she got it to roll home. 68-21. Let's see if we get a heat check by our Russian here. Nope. That'll be a left baseline jumper by Casey. She missed it, rattled it in and out, and Cheers is on the run. Great pass up ahead as Cheers found the streaking Bernica Walker, who scored it. She's got 12 and 68-23. Over to the right corner, Shiraka. And you know, to Shiraka's credit, as hot as she's been, she hasn't forced anything. She squares for another 3. Holy smokes, she's on fire. 17 points for Dominika Shiraka. She's got 5 triples in the ball game. And 71-23, 6 minutes left in regulation. We're back in a minute. The Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse.
We're open.
What's open?
Flick's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flick's equipment. Let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Didn't see very many smiles yesterday, Kevin. We see some today. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. There's definitely a little more positivity today than there was yesterday.
Well, we talked about it. You having fun because you win, or are you winning because you have fun? And, well, it's fun today, and they're winning. We know that. I think the causality today is they're having fun because they're winning.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
71-23. The ball's off the side of the rim by the Hawks, and Mack has it back. 5:44 remaining in the fourth. 71-23. It is all Mineral area. This will be their largest win of the year, and presumably one of the largest wins they've ever had. You don't beat people by any more than this. They're up by 48. Kia Perry looks for the lob to Smith, but the ball is deflected and stolen. Williams got a piece of it, and now on the run is Cheers, and they throw it over to the left corner. Well, Williams appropriately gets the basket. She's the one that caused the whole thing to begin with. And 71-25. 5:15 remaining in this fourth quarter. Over to the left wing. Here's Casey with it. Casey flips it between the circles to Perry. Shiraka now on the right wing. Back to Perry, head of the circle. She looks up at the shot clock, so at least Mack is aware of that. Something that Malcolm Epps has not done a good job being aware of the shot clock. Williams with another steal. So back-to-back steals caused by Williams. Williams fires it to the top of the key to Cheers. And now a drive on the right side, and Tyra Luckett is on the board in the second half. Two in the first half, two in the second half for her, four total. And 4:40 remaining in the fourth. 71-27 is the score. Kia Perry lobs to Smith in the high post. Back to Kia, head of the circle, Shiraka. Shiraka has five triples today. And she's going to launch another one, and she leaves this one just short. She thought about that one too much.
Yep.
Now the left elbow, and Smith fires it up. Missed it. Great job that time by Lexi Perry. Camped herself out right underneath the basket. Caught it high, Kevin, and kept it high. Didn't bring it down at all. Flipped it up.
That's something you try to teach at a young age when you're a post player like that. You want to keep that ball up. You don't want to bring it down. She did a nice job of keeping that ball up and was fouled on the putback.
Lexi Perry. She scored 2 points in the last meeting and did a great job on the board. She had 8 rebounds the last time these two played. Lexi averages 2 points per game, and she's done a good job at the free throw line, 6 for 8 this year, but she rattles that one in and out. Lexi Perry is 6th pre-sophomore from Martin's Tree, Arkansas. Here's the second one, and missed them both. Rebound scrapped away by the Hawks. Cheers up the floor to the right side. Walker attacks. Casey just ripped it right away from her. Now here's Shiraka in the open floor. Leaves it off for Perry. Kia Perry to the top of the key to Dominika Shiraka. Shiraka trying to get Kia Perry into the high post. Kia stays on the wing. They fire it to her. And now to the right wing. Shiraka, a wide open triple. It's up, and it's missed this time a little bit short. So I thought that was going in. I really did.
I did too.
It was online. And a little stop-and-go drive from the left of the lane. The ball goes in and out for Cheers. Shiraka grabs the rebound, comes out of the pack with it. Gets it up to Kia. Kia attacks right side of the paint. Tried to scoop it over to Smith, but turned it over.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's like our third turnover in the last 4 or 5 possessions for Kia Perry.
A little sloppy, and now yeah. The other way. And there's a layup by Cheers. Gets it to go, and she's fouled.
Yep.
71-29. Largest lead has been 48 points today. It was 71-23. 6 straight, though, by the Hawks.
Yeah, I think all the points have come off those turnovers. We've had 3 turnovers in the last, like, 4 or 5 possessions, and they've scored off each one of those turnovers.
Cheers misses the free throw. Mack quickly gets it up the floor to Shiraka. Shiraka, Casey, a couple of Perrys and a Smith all out there. And there's Kia Perry to the left wing to Shiraka, down to the left corner. And that's to Casey. Kia over to the right wing, Smith. Casey running the baseline. Back to Kia, top of the key. And Mack showing some patience here. The shot clock winding down. Smith for 3. Missed it off the back of the iron. And just a little nickel dimer. 50-point game, 2:54 play on, guys.
Yep.
Ugh. Just a little reach by Shiraka. I'm not going to complain anymore. It was a tiny little editorial,
yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, let's just keep playing, get this game going. And
Cheers bounces it across the timeline. Mack stretches the defense out to meet her. Cheers goes to the left hand now, throws it down to the left corner, and Rance looks for a drive, cut off, and plays to Williams in the left wing, back to the right wing, Walker. Walker drives it now. Kicks to the right corner to Rance. Rance heads it back out to Walker. And Walker scoots it over to Cheers just inside of the three-point arc. Missed it. And Shiraka has the rebound. You know, Kevin, I'd take Walker on a lot of teams. She can make a good team really, really good. She can be a nice player. It's just, it's tough when you have to do everything.
Yeah.
And her numbers are really good. But you see the quickness. You see the skills. Down to the right corner, Casey, head of the circle, Shiraka. Nice idea that time. She had the idea to lob to Perry. Ball sails away from her, and I don't know how Casey got it back, but she did. Shiraka, another three, missed it. And once again, a great rebound and stick back by Lexi Perry, and she gets on the board. Way to go, Lexi. And now all but one player who has played in this game has scored for Mack. And 73-29, a minute and 43 seconds remaining in our ball game, and this one off the shoe tops. I think of Shiraka, he'll call the kick. I think that's miscalled sometimes. If you just throw it at somebody's shoes, that's not a kick. There actually has to be a kick.
That's right. That's true.
135 remaining in the second half. Crossover dribble by Cheers. 73-29. Cheers blasting down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up. Missed it. Rebound down to Casey. Now Shiraka's on the run. She's got a three-on-two if she wants it. Pulls up, though. Waits for her trailers. And now here's Casey. A transition three from 25 feet. Rattled it home. Olivia Casey pumps it in. She's up to 40% outside of the arc this year now. Olivia Casey averaging 2.5 points per game. And she's doubled that up in this one. 76-29. Mineral Area College. With 60 seconds left. It's a free throw line jumper by Luckett. Missed it. Smith has the rebounds. Mack will have to put it in the air probably one more time. And 76-29. Mineral Area running away with the victory here this afternoon. Shiraka looks to the right corner to Casey. Now back to Kia Perry. They lob it now to Lexi Perry. Just inside of the free throw line. Great look by Lexi. And a nice little reverse layup.
Yeah.
By Olivia Casey. Look like a Globetrotters play right there.
Yeah, she has a 25-foot three on one possession, next possession, a little nice little reverse layup.
78-29, and we've reached a high point watermark, a 49-point advantage for Mack, the largest lead of the game for Mineral Area College. And another kick, that was appropriately called, by the way.
Yep.
See, you see how I gave it back that time?
Yep.
Fair and balanced, Kevin, fair and balanced. 16 seconds left.
I think they're hoping to put 15 seconds on the shot clock. There they go.
Yep, and they did. So it's Malcolm X basketball. A 1.5 second differential between the shot and the game clock. Malcolm X works with it. Mineral Area College, though, with a big lead, 78-29. A long three nearly banked in, and they'll say that the rebound went off of Mack. And probably the final possession right here with 6.5 seconds left. 78-29. It was Mineral Area early and often and all day. The inbounds pass to Williams, and Williams tries to reverse it in. Can't do it. Rebound is tapped out with 0.7 seconds remaining in our ball game. So the final score, also going to be the largest margin of the game, as Mineral Area College wins it in the second game of the Holiday Inn Classic, 78-29 over the Malcolm X Hawks. The Cardinals stay above 500 now at 8-6, and Malcolm X falls to 1-12. We're back with your postgame show in 2 minutes right here on KREI.
Do you prefer a stress-free New Year's Eve? Join Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for an intimate New Year's Eve with an overnight stay in one of Chaumette's villas and arrive early for a champagne tasting before dinner. Menu choices include appetizers like lump crab cakes with remoulade sauce and lobster bisque, and entrees grilled New Zealand lamb chops with chambersan and rosemary glaze, and fresh fish from Honolulu. So have an early New Year's Eve dinner with great food, great wine, and great friends. Call Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for reservations at 573-747-1000.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
And we're joined by the coach on our post-game show now, Todd Cuck, and we're going to talk to Haley Winter as well. It's easy to see what you're happy about, because when you win by 49 points, well, that's the easy part to ask about. But in terms of execution, Coach, did you like what you saw today out of the team?
Yeah, you know, after last night and whatnot, we kind of did a little soul-searching really just wanted the girls to execute and have fun. That's basically what we said. You're going to have fun if you do things the way we want to do them, and you play hard, and it'll turn into fun the right way. And I think they got with it today.
Well, and, you know, Kevin and I even talked about it. We saw smiles today. Hadn't seen that in a little bit.
Yeah, the previous two games didn't give you a lot to smile about, but. Yeah, it was fun, and everybody got to play and contribute, and you know, obviously Malcolm X is down, and they don't have three of their better players due to academic reasons that started the season with them. So you know, they'll be all right before it's all said and done.
Pumped in 14 threes today. Things always look better when that happens.
That's right. We shot plenty of them. Let's see here. What did we shoot? 35 of them.
Yeah.
We probably won't see a game in Region 16 that'll happen in, so I don't know how much of that's going to carry over, but, you know, that's what's next.
That's true. And, you know, we don't have a lot of necessarily school records, but do you remember a game when your ladies have made more than 14 threes? I mean, that
no,
seems like that's got to be way up there.
I wouldn't know what the record is either, but it's And the fact that we took 35 is probably, like I said, in Region 16, we're not – if we're taking 35 threes, we're going to be yelling at somebody.
Haley Winter, and you didn't – she didn't need to play in the fourth quarter. Wasn't – not going to say she should have, but she was on pace again for another – 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. On pace for another triple-double today.
Well, there you go.
That's a good well-rounded game.
That's why you're going to talk to her. Did you not play in the fourth quarter? Oh, those coaches stink.
Yeah, right. No, but, I mean, everybody contributed, and that's what you like to see.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And I thought some of the people that haven't gotten a lot of minutes, you know, stepped in and didn't act insulted by, you know, or pout about not getting a lot of minutes. They came in and they worked hard and they contributed, and that's always good to see.
Lincoln Trail up next. Did I remember that right?
That game got canceled.
It did. Okay, yeah. I'm glad I asked then, because that's what I saw on the schedule.
The friends from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, are next.
So next Saturday.
Correct.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, always. And rumor is they're a lot better this year. We haven't actually even seen them yet. They're playing today and they're playing tomorrow. So we hope to get some stuff on them.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining me. Let's talk to Haley.
All right.
See what she thinks about the whole thing. Haley Winter joining us now on our post-game show. She's been one of our regular guests on the radio. Been fun to talk to her. We talked to her during Midnight Madness, had her on the Cardinal Conversation. I think we had you on after one game earlier this year as well. Did it feel different today? I mean, was it more fun? Coach kind of talked about it there.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot more positivity going into today's game, which I think showed in how we played, which is a lot better considering yesterday's performance wasn't quite up to par with what we have been playing.
Did you guys talk about that? Was that a focus?
Yeah, it was, especially there's been a lot of negativity all throughout the team, so we just got together and had a conversation and really decided to be positive today, and I think it worked.
That's good. What did you like? I mean, obviously, you liked that part. Mm-hmm. What else did you like about the way the team played today?
I think we played a lot more as a team compared to what we did yesterday and in previous games. We coach made an emphasis during one of the timeouts, I think, that we need to make the extra pass, and it really showed when we did. We got a lot more open shots, and we actually hit them, which was really good.
Yeah, that's true. You guys shot the ball really well. You just mentioned that. Is what goes into shooting well? Is it making the extra pass? Is it concentration? Is it what? I mean, when you're making shots, why are you making shots? When you're not, why are you not? Have you been able to figure that out?
Well, I think it's a multitude of things. One of the biggest things is your mindset. If you miss a shot and you think about it for the rest of the game, then you're just going to keep missing. So it's all in how you think. If you want to make a shot, you just think and you got to get it. And then getting a good pass and getting the open pass and being in the right position really helps as well.
You actually hit a three where you caught it,
and you looked at the basket, and then you, like, looked around, and still nobody was coming out to guard you. And then you hit it, and you always see players miss those shots when you hesitate, you think about it. But you even made that one.
Yeah, well.
You remember what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, because I was surprised. I thought someone was going to come guard me, but they didn't, so.
What I really enjoyed is I enjoyed Olivia White running the floor.
Yes.
At 6'4", she's a pretty good runner, and you really rewarded her.
Mm-hmm.
And you threw probably three or four 50-foot passes.
Yeah.
The passes were perfect, and Olivia did a good job with them. Take us through that, and are you always consciously saying, hey, if my big gal runs, I'm gonna reward her?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try and get it up the floor as fast as I can because a lot of point guards like to dribble. I don't really like to dribble that much. I mean, I will do it, but if I can get an open pass up the court and especially get easy layups like she was, then I'll do it all game.
8 assists in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really good. Now, it means your teammates are hitting shots, of course, but it also means you're putting it in the right place for them. That's a heck of a first half. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud with how I performed today, especially, you know, coming off a loss yesterday. I think it helps us propel into the next game, especially because it's region now. And hopefully we can just keep getting some wins.
So we're 9 days from your next game, so you guys will have some practice time. When do classes resume, Haley?
Not till the 17th, I believe.
Oh, okay, so you still have, so it's all basketball right now.
Yeah.
I heard that your job during the Christmas break was to watch cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that
yeah
right?
I looked after my coach's cats, yep.
Okay, so he said that was early training for being a veterinarian.
It is, yeah, that's what I want to do, and his cats are pretty easy to look after, not gonna lie.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So what do you think, you said that the mindset was concentrating on being positive.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the team can take that into everyday practice over the next week or 9 days?
Well, it's just gonna have to be, we have a lot of spare time, so I think if we just come into training and just think about it, it's 2 hours, 2.5 hours every day that we just have to put in 100% effort, then that's what we should do. Like, we don't, as people dwell on it, I think that, like, oh, we have training, then it's not going to be very good. But I think if you just focus, like, as soon as we walk in the gym, hey, train for 2 hours and then leave, it'll be fine.
Oh, Kevin and I were wondering this. Is winter your favorite season?
Definitely not the winter here, no.
No, okay.
Too cold.
Does it ever snow in Australia?
Not where I'm from. It does in we have a state that's not connected to the mainland. It snows a lot of time there. But that's about
mountain ranges.
Yeah.
There?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So winter is your favorite season, but only in Australia, not here.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Congratulations on a great game.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Haley Winter joining us on our post-game show. Always enjoy catching up with Haley Winter and a great game by her this afternoon right here at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. So I don't even think I went over the scoring. So let's do that. The Hawks of Malcolm X get 12 from Bernika Walker, 8 for Jay Cherie Cheers, 4 by Tyra Lockett. Ryan Williams has 4 and 1 for Kaylee Rance. Kevin, by the way, Haley Winter's favorite season is winter, but only in Australia, not here.
Not a fan of the U.S. winter.
Yes, because it's not it's cold here in winter, not cold there in winter.
Well, I don't blame her. I think I would like the warm winter over the cold winter.
Yeah. So, but we were wondering that, so I made sure to ask her.
Right.
Dominika Shiraga scored 17 today. She probably knows about winter being from Russia.
Yeah.
Haley Winter with 13. We've got 9 for Keandra Perry, Mackenzie Smith with 2, Laura Dick with 6, Olivia White scored 9, 2 for Lexi Perry, Jolie Carswell with 7, Olivia Casey has 7, and Allie Golden with 6. So we kind of agreed, a much-needed win, a much-needed performance out of these ladies, and certainly something to build on moving forward now.
Yeah, I agree. You know, they held the turnovers down, and they shot the ball well, and overall, just a really good game.
You headed to Park Hills again?
I am. I'm going to go pick up Coach Streggy.
Yep.
And we're going to head over and watch some of the guys' basketball tonight.
Sounds great. On J98, that's where you folks can catch that. It's a St. Francis County showdown on our second game. Our first game, a Jefferson County showdown with DeSoto against Hillsborough, the 1 versus the 4. Then it'll be the 2 versus the 3 with Central and Farmington. I don't really even say more about that. Everybody knows about that. So that's on J98 tonight. My thanks to Kevin Thurman once again. And back at the station, Christian Cooper engineering and operating our game. Mac wins today. In a big, big fashion. And I'm Chad Speaker. I hope your home team did well this afternoon. Now I'm going to go join mine.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.